You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
91 Limited, the largest asset manager on the African continent, reported their numbers for the financial year ended 31 March 2026. Now, at the time of reporting those numbers, assets under management were just shy of the 4 trillion rand mark at 3.9 odd trillion rand, depending on which currency and exchange rates you are using. We're going to be taking a look at these numbers in a bit more detail with founder and chief executive officer Hendrik du Toit. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of the performance. Umeni, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. Another strong year from an asset management point of view, growth from a business point of view, some really positive metrics, net inflows just shy of the £3 billion mark. How do you reflect on the 2026 year that was?
Jimmy, good afternoon and good afternoon to the listeners. It's a privilege to be here with you. Well, we're happy that the past financial year was a good one. We would have liked some strong flows in the second half of the year because we did quite a bit of the work in the first half, but the American president went to war in the Middle East. Conditions changed towards the end of the year, and we had one or two wins postponed to the new year and one or two unexpected losses. So the second half of the year was a bit slower, although we earned more money because the book was bigger. So all in all, good year. 91 is on the front foot, but the important point is emerging markets are starting to attract capital, and that's 60% of what we do. Obviously, South Africa is one, but here we are a domestic player. But if you look at our international business, the attractiveness of emerging markets is very, very important, and we're starting to see a real interest there, particularly because the Chinese and Korean and Taiwanese tech sectors, particularly the hardware side, starting to attract attention from international capital, and that obviously buoys the prospective returns. But we're back in a world with very narrow markets, i.e. very big stocks taking all the action, like SpaceX now, like OpenAI, like Anthropic. I mean, these guys have built a $1 trillion business in under 10 years, all of them. So that is taking a little bit of the shine away. So it's no wild bull market. We have to work hard, but conditions are better than 2 or 3 years ago.
Well, Manny, how are you feeling about that narrowing market? I mean, from an asset manager's point of view, especially a global asset manager the size of 91, returns are very important, but managing risk and managing concentration risk is equally important. We've been hearing of this AI trade for the longest time. Does that have you concerned that there is too much focus perhaps in one sector at the moment, and that's creating a lot more risk than necessary?
I think, Jimmy, we've got to distinguish two things. One is the kind of capital or financial rush into everything AI at very high valuations. That's probably quite dangerous, but I think there's, as David Solomon of Goldman Sachs said yesterday, more greed than fear in the market, which means it'll probably drive the market up. But at some point, this thing is going to unwind. As a professional investment manager looking after the retirement of people for the next 20 or 30 years, but often being measured on the last month or the last quarter, it's quite difficult because we tend to spread the bets. We tend to risk manage our portfolios to make sure they're resilient and they're robust. You know, the highly concentrated ones capturing these sexy themes will do very well compared to us. We just have to keep explaining to our clients what we do for them and why we're there. And I do believe, however, that once the market gets into a deconcentration phase, that there will be enormous alpha to be had, and therefore the value of your active manager will be very high relative to your passive. But the third point that's important, and probably the most important for the listeners, AI as a technology is changing the way we work, we live, we run our businesses. And if we don't adapt or use it, we will be left behind. And I think it's also an important point for us as a country to make sure we expose the citizens to opportunities. And this obviously starts with just giving everybody enough bandwidth. But we really have to, the world is changing and we need to adapt.
Well, Manny, speaking of the changes and how it is that businesses are having to adapt, the last time you and I caught up, we were in the middle of concluding a Sanlam transaction that concluded in the previous financial year. Thankfully, all of that dust has settled and that business has been added to the 91 business. Take me through what that integration and that completion now means for you as an asset manager.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. I think this is a really significant transaction for us because we don't normally grow with mergers and acquisitions. We like to grow organically. But here we had the largest distributor of savings product on the African continent, who happens to have been a client, come to us and say, would you like to partner with us in the field of active asset management? We'd like you to buy our business, which had its growth challenges, and then be our in-house active manager. That has enormous upside for 91 in particular, because the portfolio that they came across was largely fixed income, which grows our fixed income footprint in South Africa, which doesn't expose us to the fact that equity markets are probably quite high and gives us a diversified revenue stream and a great partner who also committed to backing some of our new ideas with some investment capital over time. So I think that partnership is going to be great. It's settled down. It hasn't disrupted our investment operation, because actually not many people came across, and the people who came across were excellent people and, you know, additive to the 91 proposition. So we are very happy with that. In the past year, we also concluded two other important partnerships. One was to offer our products or our investment capabilities via an ETF exchange-traded fund wrappers in partnership with the world's second largest ETF distributor, that is State Street Global Investment Management, which then saves us the money for building our own ETF infrastructure. Now, ETF is exactly like a mutual fund. It's just a different way through which investors access our capabilities. And then the third and very important one is the creation of 91 Asia in partnership with a Singapore-based alternative investment manager, ARC Avenue Asset Management, which really exposes us to growth companies in Asia and knowledge of the venture industry, which will then ultimately, given the listings boom that's happening right now in Hong Kong, Singapore and China, will really give us access to investment insights we wouldn't have had and on-the-ground knowledge. So, you know, this has been a big year of setting the business up for growth, not necessarily delivering all that growth this year, although 12% isn't shabby. We think we've set up the business for some interesting opportunities in the years to come.
Well, Manny, before I let you go, part of setting up that growth strategy involves looking at the business internally as well. You took a decision to increase the share buyback program from the £30 million initially announced last year in March to £55 million at this stage. Take me through the rationale behind that, especially for a business like 91 that has the flexibility to be able to take this decision given the size of your balance sheet and where you're positioned.
I think we generate a lot of cash. Most businesses earn money, but it's not cash. It's tied up in stock or in capital expenditure. The asset management business is very cash generative, and we believe that our shareholders should share in that cash we generate, either through dividends and buybacks. And when our share price is at an attractive level, we tend to apply capital to buy that back, reduce the number of shares, and therefore the claim of the future profits by a long-term holder increases. And please note that the people of 91 earn approximately 30% of the business, 29.4 as we speak after the Sanlam dilution. So we care about the capital, and we are long-term holders, and we have a few, we have long-term shareholders with us. We're happy to increase their claim on future dividends, and that's really what we're doing here. So that's to the benefit of our long-term investors.
Thinking about the long-term investment landscape and navigating that as the largest asset manager on the African continent, one of the largest asset managers in the world at this stage. The team at 91 having another robust year. By my estimates, as it stands, we should be north of the 4 trillion rand mark in assets under management, but we'll await that confirmation from the team at 91 directly. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to founder and chief executive officer Hendrik du Toit for joining us to take us through the numbers for the financial year that was.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.